calling Asam Billing Department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Are you at the office or are you in answering service?
I'm at the office. How can I help you?
Oh. Well, I've been trying to get in touch with the office for 2 days on email and on by telephone, and I can't get them. But I knew I would get an answer at the billing department because they want my money. So can you somehow connect me to someone so I can talk to someone about my my prescriptions and my health?
You have a concern regarding your prescription and your health, right?
I'm sorry?
You have a concern regarding the prescription and the health, not regarding the billing, right?
Yes, it is not regarding the billing. But the only reason I said billing was because I knew I would get an answer. I'm trying to get someone on the phone to help me.
No worries, sir. Let me help you. First of all, I'm just going to transfer this call to the front desk. Okay. After the transfer of this call, you have to re-press number 9. Got it?
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Have a good day. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Middleton Family Medicine is now MFM Health. Same great care. You have reached the backline options for providers, doctor's offices, or hospitals calling to speak to one of our providers. For primary care at MFM Health, formerly Middleton Family Medicine, press 1. For primary care with Dr. To leave a patient-specific message with our AI assistant, please press 1. Otherwise, press 2 to speak with the next available team member. Please note this line does not handle direct patient calls. To minimize your wait time, please call back.
MFM Health, this is Bella speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Bella. I've been trying to get in touch with the office for 2 days. I left a message, and I just called the billing department because I knew I would get an answer, and he transferred me to you. Can someone please help me and answer my health-related question?
Sure. What's your question about?
It's about my prescription. It's about an appointment. That's what it's about. Do you want my information if you can help me?
So technically this line is for, I don't know why they transferred to us, because this line is supposed to be for like emergencies and like hospitals. I can transfer you to the front line and they can take down everything you need and then send it over to us and we'll take care of it for you.
Okay, as long as I don't get any more prompts or recordings that tell me if I want to save time, that would be a great thing.
All right. I'm going to directly transfer you over to our name.
Okay, excuse my sarcasm. It's just frustration. Okay,
no, it's okay.
I
understand.
It. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you for helping me. All righty.
We strive to be the practice of choice and provide convenient early morning and evening office hours. We are also open on the weekends from 8 a.m. to noon for urgent medical concerns. Please ask our patient care representative to schedule your appointment at a convenient time for you. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line for the next available representative. For real-time updates and additional information, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We thank you for your patience. A patient care representative will be with you shortly. Your call is important to us.
Please stay on the line for the next available representative. Did you know that you can book an appointment, send a message to your provider, or request a prescription refill or insurance referral online? For more information, please visit our website at www.middletonfamilymed.com. We thank you for your patience. A patient care representative will be with you shortly. At Middleton Family Medicine, we strive to be the practice of choice and provide convenient early morning and evening office hours. We are also open on the weekends from 8 a.m. to noon for urgent medical concerns. Please ask our patient care representatives to schedule your appointment at a convenient time for you. For real-time updates and additional information, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We thank you for your patience. A patient care representative will be with you shortly. Did you know that you can book an appointment, send a message to your provider, or request a prescription refill or insurance referral online? For more information, please visit our website at www.middletonfamilymed.com.
Thank you for calling MFM Health. My name is Amber. How can I help you?
Hi, Amber. My name is Richard Cardinale. My date of birth is June
13th, 1958. Okay, and how can I help you, Richard?
Okay, I sent a message on the portal 2 days ago, and I've been on the phone for a half hour trying to get someone to answer my call. So thank you, and please excuse my frustration. My question is, I get it. If you go in and you look at the message that I wrote, it's that I started taking Wegovy, and I started it. Let me go and look at my window just closed. And let me look at my calendar, and I'll be able to tell you what I did. I'm sorry. I should have been better prepared. All right, so I started taking it on August 3rd. So they gave me the prescription for 4 weekly doses. That's the 3rd, the 10th, the 12th. The 24th, was it 1, 2, 3, 4? The 24th will be my last dose. I do not have an appointment to come in until September 4th. Now, I don't know if I need to come in to get another prescription. I don't understand how this works, and I'm doing okay with this, and so I don't want the dosage to be interrupted. How will I handle this? How will this be handled?
Of course. So what I'm going to do, Richard, let me reach out to Sarah Duffy, Dr. Yoon's nurse practitioner. She handles a lot of, like, the weight loss medications, like the Wegovy, the Zepbound. And where you said you're doing good on the dose you're on, I want to see if she's okay with you not coming into the office and just continue filling the same dosage you're on.
Okay, so that was that. See, so that's an interesting question. So I am feeling okay. I mean, in the sense that I think that I have tolerated this really well. I don't have any adverse effects. I'm going about my business, but I do notice the only thing that I can say is that I'm getting increasingly hungry. And I thought that that may be something that they need to know, maybe to up the dose. I don't know anything about this, but naturally there's plenty of information on the internet about this stuff. So that might be something that they might want to do based upon what I'm saying.
No, of course. No, that was great to let me know that you are getting increasingly hungry. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reach directly up to Sarah at High Priority, just where you said you have enough until the 24th. So let me reach
out to
Sarah.
I'm sorry. My last dose will be... Let's see, I have one more left. My last dose will be coming up on Sunday. My next dose after that will be on the 31st, but I won't have any. So that's my question, is what should we do?
Absolutely. So I'm going to reach out to Sarah. She's in today and as well as tomorrow.
Okay.
So I should have an answer by today, if not definitely by tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And she'll let me know what the next steps are for you to do, and I will follow up to get you scheduled with her, or if not, she'll put in a prescription for you, and I'll follow up with you to let you know either way.
Okay, that sounds great. And you know, I've talked to you before, and you took good care of me, and you did everything you said you were going to do. So I certainly, there's always a sense of sarcasm with me, but I appreciate you helping me.
No, of course. And I'm happy to help out.
Yep. Okay.
And,
well, thank you very much.
If you don't mind just confirming the pharmacy you want it sent over to, just in case she's able to get it sent over without seeing you.
Yes, for this one, CVS on Maple Street in Middleton.
Perfect. Let me just write that down real quick for you. CVS, Maple Street, Middleton. Okay. And is the best callback number for you, Richard, 978-836-6367?
Yes, that's a great number, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me reach right out to Sarah now. If you don't hear back to me or back from me by the end of the day, I would expect to hear back from you by tomorrow morning. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you very much for helping me.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you out with in the meantime?
Mm-hmm. Nope. That's it. I had some more sarcasm for you, but I'll save it. That's okay.
No. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Richard. I hope
you
have a good
bye-bye.
Day.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.